Hello, this is Megan, and it is Monday, September 10th, 24 hours before we were attacked on 9/11. Now, this segment I'm going to do is about the Welfare Act and why illegal immigrants or how they got on the program. And also, you're listening to Ranting Republican. So, let me talk to you about the Welfare Reform Act and what happened in 1996 that now, today, illegal immigrants are on the payroll. They're getting free stuff, food stamps, you name it, they're getting it. So in 1993, there was the Great Depression. Because of the stock market crash, people lost their jobs, they lost their homes, and they lost their confidence in themselves and government. Kind of like what has happened with the last 8 years of Barack Obama. So, but people stood in line for food, and they didn't have cell phones or Walkmans or disc players or iPods. No, they actually talked to each other and read the newspaper. So let me ask. So this is a question. So what did the government do? Let me tell you. They came up with this act of because of the devastation of despair the people of our nation was experiencing. Was important that the federal government cooperate more effectively with several states and territories and the District of Columbia in providing relief to their needy and distressed people. There's the Federal Welfare Act, just the Welfare Act. But in both, nothing states that immigrants are included, that illegal immigrants are included. It's 1996, and Bill Clinton is the president. He signs into law an omnibus spending bill that includes illegal immigrants to the Reform Welfare Act. Now, here's a question. Who wanted to put illegal immigrants in the welfare reform package? Well, let me just tell you. 1996, who's in power? Bill Clinton and the Democrats. They want to stay in power. The only way that they can stay in power is if they have illegal immigrants to vote. Now, if they want illegal immigrants to vote, what would they give them? What would they say to make them vote for them? Well, how about promising the government would give them anything they wanted, like free health care, food stamps, low-income housing. But it's funny because some of the immigrants who come here have no skill and speak no English. So, you know, you have to ask yourself this. If we really want to reform welfare, just take out the illegal immigrants. What have they contributed to our country? Now, don't tell me the immigrants who work already do. No, I'm talking about the percentage who don't speak English and don't have a skill to work. That's what I'm talking about. Because the left will always say, oh, no, it's all immigrants. No, it's the immigrants who have no skill. And also, now here's another thing, it's the violent immigrants like MS-13 who should not be here. So, who are totally dependent on their families and government programs. I'm so tired of this, that people who have done nothing, who have worked, and it's both. It's people who who are born and raised in this country, but still have no skill, are on welfare. And it's like, and I know you're kind of questioning, well, you know, they're your brother or your sister, but seriously, you couldn't find a skill. It's, you know, and also for those who are illegal to be here, it's, that makes me so mad. And, but for those who are illegal, I'm down with that because, you know, they have a right to be here. And people who are born and raised have a right to be here because they were born and raised and they, you know, spent most of their lives, learning about our, you know, our country and getting to know, you know, how life works in the United States. You know, we're born, we, you know, go to school, you know, and we find a job and we contribute to society and, you know, we follow the rules. But apparently illegal immigrants don't follow the rules. It's like they're, you know, I mean, it's like, especially like you have immigrants from all different countries who come, but not all immigrants who come from all countries are the same. You see, some will assimilate, some won't. But the thing is ones who don't assimilate are acting like they're already rich and spoiled, but they're not. And so they don't have to do anything. Well, yes, you do. And we need to make it apparent, and they need to learn that they can't get away with just abusing our system. Not only that, but coming in here and committing crimes as well. So I'm sorry I went on off a little bit, but it's, you know, this is in truth, in fact, this is why we have an overflow of illegal immigrants, not just like from now, but from a long time ago. It's just from decades and decades and decades of no one doing anything. Our government needs to build the wall and reform our system for entry into our country. It's just that simple. Well, some say, well, it's not just simple. Well, the reason why it's not just simple is because both Republicans and Democrats don't want that to happen. And for Republicans not to want to happen, those are the elite Republicans. Those are the Republicans that have people cleaning their mansions, or, you know, taking their kids to school, you know, all that. But and this is also why we need to put conservative men and women on the Republican side in Congress. We need to drain the swamp of this elitism that is just ruining our country. So that's pretty much of this topic, because if I go on and on, it's just I'll find other things. So thank you for listening, and I hope you continue to listen. I'm Megan Jones, and you have been listening to Ranting Republican. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.